We're talking today with 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, of course, from the northwestern portions of the state of Oklahoma, from Roger Mills County, from Cheyenne, and former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Congressman, like the rest of America, you had a chance to listen to the president. I assume, were you in the chambers last night?
Oh, yes. Front row of members on the center aisle, absolutely dead center of the process, right behind the cabinet officers.
Wow, you were in tall cotton there. Let's talk a little bit about President Biden's comments. This is his ability to unfiltered talk to America's people and the voters of America about what he believes he's done good, what he wants to do in the future. Your first impressions?
Well, it is a state on the report of the nation, and while there are a number of things that I agree with that he discussed, funding the police, securing the border, immigration reform, Chinese competitiveness, he touched on the issue of packer concentration in the livestock industry, all things that I agree on. Nonetheless, there were some issues that caused me great angst and heartburn. He pushed the progressives' agenda, whether it was more money for climate change or their new Green Deal. His focus on raising taxes on business and successful individuals to fund all of this sort of stuff. I wholeheartedly agreed with him on the unity that we have in this nation, focused on the Russian aggression with Mr. Putin attacking the nation of the Ukraine. But by the same token, the president didn't remember that it was part of his hasty retreat from Afghanistan as soon as he got into office that emboldened Putin to think that he would be able to challenge Western democracies and keep right on going. And I worry that the Chinese have watched all these events and are becoming bolder in their desires to have hands on Taiwan. But the bottom line was, it was the president's report on the State of the Union. While I agree with a number of things he suggested, there are a whole bunch of areas. When you actually, in a nation that produces as much oil and gas as the United States does, when you say in a joint session of Congress that the key to meeting our energy needs and helping our allies around the world is not drilling for more oil and gas in the United States, not developing more resources we already have, but asking the rest of the world to take 30 million barrels of crude oil out of their reserve stocks, oh my goodness, Ron, he's focused in the wrong direction on a whole bunch of topics.
He definitely got the attention of the oil industry, the energy industry, with his thoughts about trying to drain the strategic oil reserve. And as you mentioned, did not mention any sort of ability of our country to become closer to once again energy independent.
Absolutely. We have resources in the ground in the United States. If he will allow or stop blocking drilling on public lands, drilling offshore, things like the pipeline networks like Keystone, letting us have the ability to move our resources internally, those are the factors that contribute to shortages in fertilizer and in other things that then run up prices for producers that ultimately make the cost of living for consumers at the end of the line higher. But again, very progressive agenda he put forth. I would say the AOCs and the Talibs of the world would be very pleased with him in that regard, but it's not in the economic best interest of the country. So, on the things that we agree on, the police, securing the borders, Chinese competitiveness, let's move forward. And on the things we disagree on, we have to work hard to make sure he doesn't get his way.
One thing he did talk about, and we'll get obviously to the big four packers that once again he kind of kicked to the curb in a lot of ways. He did talk about inflation. I thought his characterization of that was rather interesting. He called it a high class problem. What does that mean even?
I'm not sure where he's coming from. Inflation is when you have too many dollars chasing too few goods and services. We spent a lot of money in 2020 and to try and keep the economy going. Think of the Paycheck Protection Program. I think of the other things we did to support agriculture, the country as a whole. But as we started to come out of that worst of the impact on the economy, and as President Biden came into office, he had persuaded his Democrat majority to pass one more giant spending bill, which is really the chief legislative accomplishment of his agenda. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, 10% of that money went to address COVID and health care needs and that sort of stuff. The other 90% was just a massive increase in spending. So as the economy slowed, as we've had problems dealing with COVID, they pumped dramatically more amounts of money into circulation. When you've got too many dollars chasing too few goods, you get inflation. Many of our listeners lived through that period just as you and I did back in the Carter days. It's devastating. It's terrible. But when you can't deny the real cause, and he referred to it as a simple readjustment sort of a process, that's not being rational. And that worries me also about their economic policies down at the White House.
Let's talk about the meat processing issue. He did make reference to the meat packers, the four big meat packers. He did actually mention specifically in the speech. Your thoughts about what he said and where we are on all of that?
He said there's a problem and it has to be addressed. I agree completely. But here's the underlying problem. In the Trump administration, the Justice Department began an investigation under the Packers and Stockers Act, under the Antitrust Acts, under the Anti-Monopoly Acts, examining the packing industry, Big Four in particular, industry as a whole. It is both a civil and a criminal investigation going on down at the Department of Justice. If the president wants to bring this to a focus, he needs to order his attorney general to speed up the investigation. We in Congress are waiting on this report. Under existing federal law, the Justice Department has the ability to literally take industries apart to prosecute people criminally if they're colluding to fix prices and restrict competition. But we're waiting on the Justice Department report. The president needs to move his people. I have, and those of us in ag country, have done everything we can to speed the process up, but you don't move the lawyers at Justice Department from Congress. That's something the president needs to work on. I'm waiting for the results. Now, I can't predict what's happening. The slower, the more methodical the investigation is, I have to believe the more likely that there will actually be criminal, if not major civil action taken. But by the same token, if justice finishes their investigation, if they say there's nothing going on there that can be prosecuted under present federal law, but they determine their problems, then tell us and we'll work to change the law to give you the tools to address the problem. But they've got to finish their investigation. So I'm happy to hear the president discuss it. I just hope he's pushing his people to get it done so we can do something.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Frank Lucas talking about a variety of issues from Senator Jim Inhofe's legacy to the State of the Union address from President Joe Biden. And, of course, a deep dive into some of the things going on regarding the DOJ and the meat processing industry. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.